This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Plus One by Sophia Money Coutts, read by Sophia Money Coutts.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
I blame Sense and Sensibility. I saw the film when I was 12, a very impressionable age. And more specifically, I blame Kate Winslet. She, Marianne, the second sister, nearly dies for love. That bit where she goes walking in a storm to look at Willoughby's house and is rescued by Colonel Brandon, but spends the next few days sweating with a life-threatening fever, that, I decided, was the appropriate level of drama in a relationship. I consequently set about trying to be as like Marianne as I could. She was into poetry, which seemed a sign, because I also liked reading. I bought a little book of Shakespeare's sonnets in homage, which I carried in my school bag at all times in case I had a moment between lessons when I could whip it out and whisper lines to myself in a suitably dramatic manner. I also learned Sonnet 116, Marianne and Willoughby's favourite, off by heart. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds. Imagine a tubby 12-year-old wandering the streets of Battersea in rainbow-coloured leggings, muttering that to herself. I was ripe for a kicking. So yes, I blame Sense and Sensibility for making me think I had to find someone. It set me on the wrong path.